Hello and welcome to another episode of One Sporting Way. My name is Riley Clark, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host Remy. How you doing? What are you drinking?
Well, it has been a pretty good sports weekend for us. I will start out by saying I feel like that's basically our reports because we're very similar. We're basically in the fall. Our whole lives revolve around what sports are playing on TV.
Yeah, basically. I mean, K-State did not play well, but I'm dealing with that personally.
They didn't win.
Oh, no. We played like garbage at Oklahoma State. It's fine.
Aw.
Not over it yet, but I will get over it.
Well, Nebraska won, and we have a winning record.
Oh, that's new.
I know. I'm excited. And Nebraska volleyball is unbeaten. They're currently ranked second in the nation.
Holy crap.
Casey Currant, as of Saturday, October 7th, scored 6 goals in a game. That's pretty dope.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, that was crazy.
Uh-huh. Sporting won. We're not out of the playoffs. So things are okay in Remy's life because I find my happiness in what other people do, apparently.
It's true. I let a bunch of grown men and in professional sports and a bunch of actual children decide what my mood is.
I know it is so weird, like watching college football and being like, you are 18 years old.
Yeah, I teach some kids
and
your age.
Sometimes I yell mean things at you and you're only 18.
Yeah, they are just children. And when you think about even professional sports, a lot of them, like Jake Davis is not a child, but like Jake Davis is significantly younger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's some early 20s little fellas.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I'm doing well, all sports aside. I have been totally having baby fever. 3 of my really good friends all have babies under the age of 1. So I've been, like, holding babies and having a good time. And yeah, I don't want my own right now, but that's okay.
You want to hold other people's babies.
I want to hold other people's babies and then give them back before they throw up on me.
Yeah, no, that's always a great plan.
It's the little things
that's
in life.
What
you know?
I've loved about being an uncle is that when I go see them and they're like, you know, they're being sleepy and cute, I'm like, oh, yay, come cuddle with me. And then as soon as they're like, I just poop my pants, I'm like, hey, Mark, here's your child
back.
Yeah,
exactly. But I don't know. I feel like, I think I said this last weekend, I think fall is where I feel like my best self. So just very content with life. And I feel like I have good people around me and things have like calmed down, you know, energy wise. I'm preparing for winter.
I love it.
And yeah, it's just, I'm in a good place right now. And that's always fun. I am drinking another quirk, but it's not the mango one this time. It is a passion fruit orange.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had the passion fruit. It's good.
It's a cool can. I realized I bought too many quirks, and summer is definitely over now, and I got to get rid of quirk
it's
season
true.
And go into like my apple cider
It
vibes.
Is almost cider season. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Riley, how are you doing? What are you drinking?
I'm loving the weather right now, and so I am enjoying like all of our windows are open. We've had the doors open. It's been just absolutely gorgeous. I've turned the air conditioner and the heater off. So I'm now sleeping underneath a weighted blanket, which is my favorite time of year because I have the weirdest dreams because I think my body's like not used to all the input that comes with a weighted blanket. So super vivid dreams all the time, which
I'm no scientist, but that might be a stretch.
No, I love it. It happens every year that I start sleeping with a weighted blanket. So I'm loving it. We had some friends over for the K-State game despite playing terribly. That was not great. But hey, you know what? We are moving on. K-State fans, if we know anything, it's how to move on to the next one and hope for better. We're pretty chilled out over here. We really are. And I am drinking lime and soda, which is just like soda water with some lime juice in it. It's what Spider-Man drinks. Tom Holland.
What?
So Tom Holland doesn't drink.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, hey, I should try something that like I was in an interview talking about it. And he's like, yeah, I just drink lime and sodas as opposed to alcohol. And I was like, let me give it a try. And it's actually quite refreshing.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. I bet Tom does listen to this podcast.
Oh, Tom Holland loves us.
You know, I love all my Toms in the Marvel world.
Oh, yes. And Loki season 2 just came out.
I definitely wore my Loki shirt on Thursday to work.
Have you watched the first episode?
Oh, of course. And I've already looked up all the fan theories, and I refamiliarized myself with like the What If episode with him and all of season one.
All right. I have not watched. We are bingers, so we wait till the whole thing comes out. So we just started Ahsoka for Star Wars stuff, and because it just finished up. So we will wait till all of Loki comes out, and then we will watch Loki.
Yeah, we should do. Honestly, I'm so excited for it. I can't even believe I didn't say it in my update, Riley. We should do half sporting / Casey Current, half Marvel. I would not be opposed.
Move this to a Marvel fan podcast.
One Marvel way.
Because just like Sporting Casey, there aren't enough fan podcasts out there in the world.
I know. And I am definitely not an expert on that.
Oh, gosh, no. I'm barely an expert on this.
I know, exactly.
All right, well, let's talk about sporting. So as Remy alluded to, we are not technically out of the playoffs yet. We'll talk about some decision day situations that'll pan out here at the end. But since we last recorded, we had a 1-4 loss at St. Louis, and then we had a 3-2 win against RSL. Both of these games were, I would say, hard to watch at points, but the RSL game was a little bit of a roller coaster. But let's start with that St. Louis game. So we had 5 goals scored, 4 of them for St. Louis. So they scored their goals in a matter of 12 minutes. So between the 73rd and 85th minute, they scored all 4 of their goals. And then Willie came in and got us a goal in the 93rd minute to really bring it close. I don't know. Remy, after that game, what were your feelings?
I mean, I feel like I have a headache coming on because I'm so annoyed about this. If you can't see me, obviously you can't see me. I'm shaking my head and I'm annoyed. I have an annoyed expression on my face.
It was really tough.
I do not understand why Sporting Kansas City cannot finish a flipping half. Why do we let up with 15 minutes to go in the first and second halves of almost every game? I don't understand.
I don't know. And it's not like the statistics were like in their favor. We had more possession. We had the same amount of shots on goal. Or sorry, we had 7. They had 8. We had 18 shot attempts. They had 21. They actually had 2 yellow cards. Like, it's not like our statistics look that much different. It's just the fact that we cannot finish.
We can't finish. And our outside back give up and they don't know what man coverage is. I mean, and Dembe, for the most part, I don't mind him, but like, for the love of God, he needed to get out of that game. He can't mark to save his life. And I just felt like a lot of our defensive players were playing with zero commitment, which is so frustrating. I don't know how a team scores 4 goals within 12 minutes, especially towards the end of the game.
I mean, Ndeme had the same problem in Nashville, right? Like, he didn't mark him, and that's when Nashville started scoring.
Exactly. This is becoming a theme, and I don't like it.
And it's really hard to watch, especially because, like, Jake Davis on the other end is doing fantastic. Jake Davis is probably in my top 3 highlights of the season, of just, like, him being there in that position and actually being what I imagine Graham Zuzi felt like.
Yeah, there have been very few errors on Jake Davis. And of course, the defensive players are, you know, if you mess up, it's pretty high risk, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of room for error. Jake Davis, I remember there was like one time that a couple of people got like headers over him because he's not very tall for a defender. But I mean, besides that, he won team of the match and he's like one of our young guys and he's been doing really well. The only shining light is Willie, you know, keeping them from getting a shutout. And you could tell that they were pretty pissed after we got that goal in stoppage time. So that was okay.
Like, watching this game was just so frustrating because it's what we've seen all season. And I don't really want to, like, sit and linger in it for too long because I think everyone that listens to this kind of has the same feelings that we do.
It'll get rid of our chill, zen fall mindset. To be angry at this.
But it's just it's a shocking game in the way that it's not shocking. I've become so numb to it. Like, I was talking with a coworker of mine who's a big Sporting KC fan, And we just both agreed that this was a game that you just kind of turn off after that second goal. Like, clearly we've kind of thrown our hat down, just been like, whatever, we're just going to kind of let him play. Willie, though, I love, like, and it's great that he got a goal in the 93rd minute, but it's just consolation goal at that point. Like, we're not coming back. Yeah, you got to keep the fighting spirit, but at that point also St. Louis can kind of just let up. They're like, we got four goals. There's no way this turns around.
Do you remember what the score was the first time we played them this season? It was like 4-0, wasn't it?
I think it may have been 4-0 or 4-1 as well. I'll get that result.
I don't remember. If it was 4-0 and then it was 4-1 this time and then they still scored against us when we beat them at home, we gave St. Louis like almost 10 goals.
Yeah, it was 4-0.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've given them 9 goals to our 3.
That, why? So like a terrible thing.
It is. And St. Louis is, you know, top of the Western Conference there. Now, they're not going to get the supporter shield. Cincinnati has officially clinched that.
Yep.
But it's still the Western Conference always harder. And to be the top of that and to also have the second highest goal differential in the league, like, it's, they're a good team. And yeah, did I have hopes that we might be able to like get a tie out of this game? Yeah, because that point would have actually tied us for the 9th spot with only goal differential out. But now we've got to, you know, fight a little bit harder for this. Now, looking at our next game, looking at the RSL game, yes, Justin Glad gets a red card in the 3rd minute for pulling Eric Tommy to the ground. And then Tommy just slots that free kick.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was so cool. It was, I think the commentators during the game were like, he parted the Red Sea because the wall, the point of a wall is to be a wall and block a free kick.
Mm-hmm.
They just opened up and let Tommy's ball go through, and it was beautiful.
It was amazing. I absolutely, like, that moment was electric. Like, I was watching it on, I had 2 screens here, so I was watching it, and then I was playing a game on my other screen because it was a late night game, and I, like, stopped what I was doing to watch this and watch the replay twice because it was just electric.
Oh, it was awesome. And the, you know, I like just want to say, remember last episode when we were like predicting how many points we would need to make it to playoffs? You said 7, I said 9.
Yeah.
So technically we have 3 out of 6 possible points right now. So we'll both be wrong, but
yes, both wrong.
I do want to say that is the closest you and I have been to a prediction. Cause we were like, if we're going to lose, it's going to be against St. Louis and we'll definitely beat RSL even though we're playing away. So we definitely have some kind of magic prediction going
on. We've got
here.
Something. And yep. But here's the, it didn't stop there. So like Russell gets a goal in the 29th minute on like a weird, like just continuing to the outside of the goal, like just directed it there. And then Allen gets a goal in the 77th minute, and we're up 3-0 with 13 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, that first half. Well, so Allen got his PK in the second half. But that first half, you know, finishing it out, that's about as good as you can get from us. You know, and like we kept the momentum in the beginning of the second half, too. We had a bunch of missed opportunities, but they were there, you know, and Tim even had a massive save. I think it was around like the 65th minute-ish that kept us alive. And then it's like ominous music starts playing, dot, dot, dot. I'm trying to say, why do we F it up in the last 15 minutes again? That is the theme of this season.
That was so Brian Vera gets a goal in the 81st minute. Jefferson Savarino gets a goal in the 89th minute. So we go from being up 3-0 with 13 left in the game to now only up 1, and every ounce of momentum is in Real Salt Lake's favor.
This is why I need therapy a little bit, is like the stress of this is you can never just completely believe in sporting. You know, a part of you, especially in the last couple of years, has been like, how are they going to mess this up? And that is not a fun way to watch sports.
It's not a nice mentality to have either.
No.
Like, I just don't enjoy thinking that we're going to fail.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So,
I want to believe in this team, but like time and time again, we're seeing the exact same thing where they cannot just finish out a game.
And they go, and luckily we end up being able to close this game out. Tim gets a yellow card for time wasting at the end of the game.
I'm fine with it.
This goes to 99 minutes, and it just stressed me out sitting here thinking like, okay, we're going to get a tie and then we're basically out of the playoff race. But luckily enough, you know, we pull it out. We really do. And so we've got one game left.
Yep.
Against Minnesota, who historically feels like we're always a bit up and down again. Like, it's always a really close, very defensively minded game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this year, we've beaten Minnesota both times. So we beat them 3-0 at the start of the season, and then we beat them 1-0 last time.
When was the last time we played them?
I have the game right here, and I'm looking for the date on it. We played them on September 16th.
Okay.
So about, it'll be just over a month
ago. Yeah.
We have a healthy front line. We have Tim in goal. I'm hoping that we can win this, but the thing is, I went through and I looked. There are a couple ways we can make the playoffs. First off,
you should describe to our listeners what decision day is.
Okay, so decision day is the last day of the season. So every team will finally be on the exact same amount of games played. It will literally come down to everyone is playing at the same time, essentially, like all throughout the day, and they have to, this is it. You got to perform on this day. Now, there are certain teams who are already knocked out of the playoffs. We are gladly not one of them yet, but we are dangerously close to that line. So currently, we sit in 10th place. The top 9 get into the playoffs. Now, there's a couple situations that can happen. So like I said, first off, we have to win.
Yep.
That's a no-go. We have to win this game. If we lose, Minnesota jumps us and pushes us down into 11th place. So then we're definitely out of the running at that point. So we have to win. A tie only gets us to tie with FC Dallas, but they've got us on goal differential. So if we tie and Dallas loses by 6 goals, then we have...
Unlikely.
But really, in reality, we have to win. If we win and San Jose ties... then we are in. San Jose also, we have to win by 2 goals for that to work out. If we win and Portland ties, we are in. And if we win and Dallas either loses both of their games or loses and draws both their games, then we are in the playoffs.
But so if Dallas wins their game, does that mean we're completely out even if we win?
No, any of those situations will get us in. So if San Jose wins, but Portland, you know, ties and we win.
So if that's if FC Dallas wins any of their games, we can still make it if we tie or if Portland or San Jose tie.
Yes. So that is a situation where it's like any of these situations get us in, but it would be great if they all happened, right?
Gotcha.
To triply confirm that we are making it. But we have to basically... yes, our fate is in our own hands, but even if we play a crazy good game and, you know, win, you know, 3-0 and have this great game at home against Minnesota, our fate is still in other people's hands.
Yeah, not a great place to be. I mean, some hope is better than nothing. And my puzzle brain always really loves this day because, you know, you're watching all of the scores changing and, you know, all the games are playing all at once, so all the commentators are talking about where everyone is currently standing. So it's really cool from a numbers standpoint if you like what-if scenarios. But also when your team is on the brink of getting knocked out, it adds a little bit more stress.
Oh my gosh, days like this stress me the frick out. I will be watching MLS scoreboards all day alongside K-State football is going to be playing. And so it's just a day full of stress for me.
Honestly, the only bright light for me anyway is that, just kidding. Nebraska football doesn't have their timeout yet.
That's the thing. I will be at the K-State game this day.
Oh my gosh, wait. I will be at the Nebraska game.
So we're going to be
Lincoln.
Stressed out at that game, but also stressed out watching our phones, trying to see if we make the playoffs.
Oh my gosh. Well, Riley, I'll try to text you during it, but Memorial Stadium famously has terrible service.
Oh, so does Bill Snyder. There is no hope that I will be texting anyone during this game.
Wow, we really did not plan that well, Riley.
No, we can blame the MLS. It's their fault.
Okay, sure, yeah.
It really is. But it's going to be a crazy day. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a ton of free games on Apple TV Plus, or if you have it, they got like the multi-screen that you can do to watch multiple games at once. But we all really know we just kind of care about Sporting KC.
Another, I'm trying to think positive here. So we have a bye week this week, which will only help us.
Yes.
This upcoming weekend, sorry, before our last game on October 21st. So, you know, we're going to have more rest, more practice time, and we're going to be able to analyze all the other games that are coming this upcoming week.
Yes. A lot of other teams do as well, though. So
our Western Conference has, yeah, gotten kind of caught up with us. I'm not sure why this was. Sporting was kind of leading the pack in number of games played most of the season. I'm not really sure why, but
there is only one team in all of MLS who has played all their games, which is because we have like a weird odd number of teams in the league. So DC United is the only team that does not have a game on decision day. Everyone else, so like Minnesota will be coming off rest, San Jose and Portland will both be coming off rest, but like Dallas has a game this week, Real's got a game this week, a bunch of people have games this week.
Dallas is the one we really need to be tired.
Yes, I need Dallas to really suck.
I'm fine with that.
And they've got two games against, they play Colorado, which might actually work out in our favor, and they play LA Galaxy.
Colorado is dead last and was the first team knocked out of the playoffs, but we're not going to let that deter our positivity.
LA Galaxy second to last place.
Oh, shite. Okay, well, yeah, we're still being positive.
Yeah, we are. Hey, let's go to break and come back with lots of positivity.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, boy.
Welcome back with some other SKC news. We got Jake Davis and good old PV on Team of the Match Day, the end of September. This is, I mean, super cool. It's always great to like recognize those two people. I think people are probably more excited about Jake Davis than they are Peter.
Yeah, I don't think Jake Davis has gotten an honor yet, but he's also been consistently starting for us just this season, so that's pretty cool.
It's true, and Jake Davis, I mean, he is my front runner for defensive player of the year.
Oh, interesting.
He has just been an absolute solid force and just a, like an absolute pleasant surprise.
I'm excited to fight you on that when we talk about our onesie choices.
Good, good. That's what, a month away? 4 weeks out?
Yeah, well, fingers crossed we make the playoffs.
You're
and
right.
We do more episodes.
You're right. Sorry, it's 6 months off.
Yep.
And secondly, Jonathan Poelscamp gets the call up to the U.S. national team U-23 training camp, which is also fantastic.
Especially since he doesn't even start for us.
I know. That's kind of weird that like a non-starter is getting the call up, but still, that's a lot of young guys. It happens that way, especially for the U-23s.
I don't know exactly how it works. I think the Olympic national team is bringing on a bunch of different groups to train all together domestically.
I love it. And what's going on over in the current corner, Remy?
Okay. We are out of the playoffs.
Yeah, we saw that one coming.
There is no easy way to say that. It's unfortunate, but hey, we get a brand new stadium, first women's sporting stadium in the history of the world.
It's fantastic. The grass went in and stuff. It's so fun.
Yeah. So we're out of the playoffs, but also we get our own stadium and no one else can say that. So that's something.
Suck rest of the world.
Okay. So since our last episode, we unfortunately lost to Washington Spirit 1-2. The current did beat that random Mexican team in an international friendly randomly at the end of the season. 1-0. And then, drum roll for the best thing ever, we just beat Chicago Red Stars 6-3.
Yeah, we did.
And beat the attendance record at 15,671.
Holy crap.
That basically almost filled Children's Mercy Park.
Yeah, you're right. It's 21,000. So that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's cool. 6 goals, I think all scored by different players. So that was a really good way to end the season, I would say.
It was. And again,
at home anyway, because we have one more game against Gotham.
Yes. And it brings me hope for the stadium that we are going to be able to consistently fill it out. That's always the worry when you do something like that's first in the world. Like, are people actually going to show up to watch women's soccer? And I mean, we're a little bit biased to people who consistently talk about soccer because we love it, that, yeah, we're going to show up, but is everyone else? And to fill out Sporting KC Stadium with, you know, 15,000 plus people is fantastic.
Yeah, they keep posting. So obviously, because they want their fan base to grow, they're not going to sell season tickets for every single seat in the new stadium. But they keep saying that the seats that they have allotted as season ticket member seats are almost sold out.
Fantastic.
So, you know, getting down to the wire of like, we're going to sell out the season ticket number that they allotted.
And
which
you're
is awesome.
One of them, Remy.
I am one of them. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to wear the season ticket member hats and scarves, and I'll get all the inside scoop on everything KC Current.
Man,
coming up.
I remember I got to be a season ticket holder for Sporting KC back in 2015 and 2016.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was the year after we won the MLS Cup. I got to go to all the playoff games that year, and then me and my brother were like, let's get tickets together for the South Stands. And so it was super fun. You know, we've got the scarves and we've got all kinds of gear from it. But it was a really cool experience, especially because then you kind of just like know what you're doing on most weekends.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, yep, then I go to the sporting game.
Yeah, it'll be cool to be a part of history.
Listen,
like that.
Wow, that's really cool. Well, Remy, you got any last thoughts for Sporting KC as we head into decision day?
I will just be saying some prayers to the Lord, because, you know, only God knows how stressed I get over things that in hindsight don't matter that much. So, you know, positive vibes all around.
Positive vibes, God. I'm going to pray for him. But also, like, that's the joy of being a sports fan, right? Like,
yeah.
It's,
yeah, we could get super deep here, but it's awesome that we have the privilege to, you know, care about something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Something as stupid as 11 men kicking a ball into a net.
Yep. And hugging.
Isn't it great how when you break down pretty much about anything, especially sports, how like stupid it sounds?
Yeah. You like, go to watch a bunch of men kick something, mm-hmm. but not touching it with their hands.
My favorite is baseball when I'm like, yeah, I'm really upset because my city's team isn't as good as hitting that ball with a stick as that mm-hmm. other city's team anymore.
Yeah.
It's weird. But yeah. Well, Remy, where can people find us if they want to hear weird analogies?
Absolutely. You can head over to Instagram at @onesportingwaypod. I'm a little behind on posting, I just realized, but we usually post all the episodes and some fun stuff in between. If you want to email us any questions or comments, you can do that at onesportingwaypod@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, we always say it's like weird that people actually listen to us talk about this, which is fantastic. So thank you to everyone who's listening and tuning in and sharing it. Drop us a subscription or a review on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or wherever you're listening to us at your convenience. And as always, you can catch us down here again next time at One Sporting Way.